Here we go. This is Two Funny Girls, another fun episode.
Three funny girls.
Yeah, three funny girls. We have our special guest, Jay Miller, from the Mid-Evenings with Jay Miller show. And you now have an official studio. How does that feel?
It's super weird. Every time we've done a show, it's all so dumb. It's just dumb. Let me tell you what's dumb before you even get to a question. We did a show last night. My friend Kevin Devine did like a big show in New York City, and he asked us to open up for him. And here's like me and Casey performing in front of 1,200 people, and we're doing like Will Smith covers like that. And singing Do You Know the Muffin Man? So
the brother and brothers.
Yeah, we did that too. I mean, just everything's so stupid. I don't know why, you know, it's cool that people like it. We do it in a television studio now, and we have people, I'm trying to think of what the dumbest thing that we did. Oh man, there's so many.
I've seen, I think, everything that you've posted up.
Yeah, every time I do a show, I go, oh, this is the dumbest thing we've ever done. I do another show. Coming up this week, I don't know when does the show air, but whenever you post a show, you'll be able to watch our tribute to Whitney Houston.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, which you haven't seen yet.
No, I have not.
It's a special tribute, and it's, oh, man, it's and wait till you meet Ivy Nicholson, who's a guest on a future show.
I've seen a couple of pictures, because I'm on Instagram, and I follow you on Instagram, and I follow your sister Jen on Instagram too. So I got to see some of the pictures while you were taping.
Oh yeah,
it looked quite hilarious.
Oh my god, it really is. But I'm sorry, I haven't stopped talking, so you guys could ask. You can ask a question.
Well, that's kind of the whole point of having you on the show, is to for you to talk. We'd ask questions and you to talk.
I don't stop talking, so you guys got to wrangle me in.
Okay. Were you kind of growing up? Were you kind of the class clown?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, I always got in trouble. I was always the kid that the teachers really liked, but they just wished I would stop talking.
So
up until college, one of my professors made a deal with me that I was allowed to only make two jokes a class, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did that go over?
Terrible. Nobody can make two jokes a class. So that didn't hurt.
So you got in trouble a lot for talking and for making jokes, huh?
I was just a jokester. I was never bad. I was never like a troubled kid.
Right.
Even though they called my mother in high school to tell her that they thought I was emotionally disturbed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because we did this thing where we would bring in fruit to one of our classes, and then we would throw the fruit when the teacher would turn around, and then I went and bought pieces of beef stew, and when the teacher would turn around, we would throw up the beef stew at each other. We called it hot potato, basically. It was a game of hot potato.
Well, and beef stew then would be appropriate, because beef stew's got potatoes, right?
Yeah, it was like a hot stew.
Yeah.
So, but the game hot stew never caught on. Amongst teenagers.
You're ahead of your time.
I'm ahead of my time.
You're a visionary.
Yes, I accept these. I accept these titles.
Where do you get the inspiration for all of your humor?
There's no this. None of this could be as inspiration. Name a thing. Can you name something that we've done, and then I'll tell you where the inspiration came from.
Okay, so a couple of your online videos. One of my personal favorite is the one where you're, I think it's with your niece, and you're doing the song Squeeze It Out. That is seriously one of my favorites. It makes me laugh every time I watch it. So,
well, when I see my nieces, I feel like it's just like showtime. And then it's just like, what can I do to make them laugh?
Okay.
And
that was just one of them?
Yeah, that was just the thing. That was just the song. I like singing and I like dancing. So I put them both together into a new dance craze called Squeeze It Out.
Yep. It for our listeners, if you haven't seen it, you got to go on YouTube.
And it's sweeping the nation.
It is. It is.
I got to do it.
I feel like you should do a special Two Funny Girls remix just for us. Will you?
A remix?
A remix, yeah, just for me and Leash.
I think I have to film it, like, for real, because I don't even know what camera we use.
Well, it's for us. You're totally going to do it for real.
I'll do it in HD.
Yes, because
the first video is in, like, no D. It's in, like,
MD. Well, Leisha and I take what we can get, so we're not picky at all. You could do it, I don't know.
You guys will take any D.
Anything. We'll take anything.
Anything we can get. That's actually our motto.
We'll take any D?
No, we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, but that could be our J motto. We'll take any D. I want it on a t-shirt. I'm there.
Oh my god, if you girls would wear t-shirts that said I'll take any D.
I'll wear that to my next live WWE wrestling event. How's that?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
It's the best idea. It's the greatest idea. We're totally going to do this. But I really want a t-shirt now that says, I'll take any D.
Yeah.
You'll also probably make it, though. Leash, it's on you.
You'll also get sexually assaulted.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's all for the greater good, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
Gross. We just want a theme song, or we just want you to make us a dance craze just for us.
Oh, like a Two Funny Girls dance.
That's too. Anything. We take what we can get.
All right. It's a lot of pressure.
Well, you think yep. on it then. And
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens next?
So, okay.
I'm used to being in charge, so. I'm like, what happens?
We just chat.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you.
Yeah, you guys sound perfectly clear. This is so weird because I'm just sitting on my computer.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
So if I like play stuff on my computer, you'll like hear it.
Probably.
Like this, like.
Yes, I heard that. And yes, we probably recorded it too.
Okay.
Ain't technology grand?
Oh, it's the grandest.
See, now that you know this. We'd like to see some more of those 1-800 videos.
Yes, we love 1-800 numbers.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I think I'm going to make one for the – because we're doing a special anniversary show this week, and I think I was going to make one. Both of those videos were made because we had a show that night, and I had nothing for it. And I was like, I need to come up with something. And I made those videos, both of them, on the day of – our shows.
Okay.
Where I was just like, I'm just going to record. Because on the back of everything you own, there's a 1-800 number.
Yeah.
And what are they for? Who's calling them?
That's a good point.
So.
Clearly you are.
Now I am.
Yeah.
And you call people all the time. You call people all the time. It's great because they'll send you free stuff all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us more about this free stuff, because that's like my passion in life is getting free stuff.
Okay, here's the secret to customer service.
Secret. Gotcha. I got my pen and my pencil and paper. Go ahead.
When you call up customer service and you are mad about something and you give them an attitude, they're not going to help you. But if you're nice and polite and you just let them know that you're unsatisfied with their product, they will always do something to compensate you. But you have to be nice about it. Also, people like to have the power to give out free stuff. So you know, you call up and you go, oh, you know, I got this thing. I really wasn't happy. I thought it would be better. I just wanted to let you know that I was, you know, not really happy with it. And then they go, well, we, you know, we want you to be happy. We'll give you, if, you know, free stuff.
That's cool.
Oh, boom.
We got to start doing that, Libby, because, you know.
I know. I've tried. I've been unsuccessful before. I'm obsessed with free stuff, Jay. Totally obsessed.
I love free stuff.
Oh.
I love, you know.
She goes to expos just to get the free stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started, because I live in Erie, Pennsylvania, where there's like one expo a year. Don't you get me started.
More like sexpos.
That too. You know, who am I to say no?
I could play anything and you guys will hear it, right?
Probably.
Pretty much so, yeah.
So if you want to play something inappropriate, go ahead.
Okay. Is this work?
You gotta do it at like I'm not expecting it.
I'd say the major difference between saline and alcohol is that
what the hell was that?
That was someone talking. We have a live. It's the first for the live cam.
Hello? Okay, so let's.
I'm not shaved. My bath bowl guys are doing 8 ODP, 8:30, 2 fucking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
God, where were we?
I'm going to play the question from Teresa. So hopefully you can hear this. Here we go.
Hey, girl, it's Teresa. I actually have a question for Jay. I'm not very good at coming up with questions, so it's probably a generic one. But I'm just wondering what made Jay want to be a TV host, and how did mid-evening start? See you later.
All right.
Now, you sent this question to me.
Yeah.
And I believe Google Voice translated it.
Yeah, it did.
But, hey, girl, it's Teresa. I actually have a question for Jack. And I don't know if you're not coming up the question, but it's probably a generic one. Bye. I'm wondering what made you. I wanted to be host 100, maybe. Thanks. Bye. See you later.
Yeah, Google needs a little help, I think.
I'm going to answer that question. I'm wondering what made you. Well, Teresa, what made me was my mom and dad. Taking sex. And you also said that you said I wanted to be host 100, maybe. Well, if we ever do 100 shows, maybe you can be host 100. Thank you, Teresa, for your question.
So, okay. So let me ask. How did what made you want to do the mid-evening show?
Well, I don't know. I've always been, like, the funny guy. And I'm not really great at doing stand-up. I don't really like it. I just like talking to people. But it's really weird because I hate talking to people. I hate talking to people like, oh, how are you? How's your day? Oh, I really want to hear what you did today. And I'm really bad at that, especially when girls want to talk to me and tell me, like, oh, my God, in the office today, my boss? I'm like, oh.
So now we know the secret to why you're still single, right?
Yeah, because I can't listen to what you have to say. Instead, I want to talk about, like, you know, what your dad does for a living. How do you get his job? Why is that weird? What do you do that's weird? Why are you weird? I just want to hear stories that people have. I want people to be interesting and engaging. And I like to be able to ask the questions, because when someone's like, oh, my God, in my office today, I want to be able to say, okay, skip that. Where's your office? How'd you get your job? Like, let's keep asking questions till I find something that doesn't bore me.
So essentially small talk bores you.
Oh, small talk's the worst. You hear that knocking?
Yeah.
Who's knocking?
I don't know.
That's in my house.
That's in your house.
Someone's putting up a picture of me.
Oh, snap.
So I don't like small talk.
That's interesting. Very, very interesting. So you don't like want to talk about the weather or anything?
Ugh, now that's a tough one because I love the weather.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I am a little bit like obsessed with the weather. But I don't like that thing where, oh, it's cold out today.
Yeah.
But I like being, I check the 15-day forecast every day.
So what is the 15-day forecast going to be out there in Staten Island?
I keep waiting for it to be really cold, but it's gonna be in the 60s this week. Monday, Tuesday, 66 degrees on Tuesday. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, this is great. It's not great. The world's going to shit. This is great. I wish it was 80 degrees every day. Oh, you just wanna be dead.
Well, if you come to Minnesota, it's going to get down to 29 next weekend.
I feel like that's not even cold for you guys.
It's not. Actually, we still have no snow. And typically we have at least, 1 to 2 feet of snow.
Yo, everything's fucked.
Yes. Yeah. Well, look at Hurricane Sandy. I mean, that was like a once in a lifetime storm, right?
Not anymore. It's the new normal.
Yes.
We should expect a hurricane every few years. Listen.
We hear it.
Yep. Someone's knocking. Maybe it's
hanging out pictures of Jay. Hello. He just said that.
So there's a thing when people come and knock on my door, I don't answer because I get freaked out because who would be at my door? And my cat does this really cool thing that when someone knocks on the door, we both freeze, but he growls like a dog.
Okay.
But we both freeze. And we just stand there until the person leaves.
Okay, so you don't like small talk. You don't like people knocking on your door to visit you.
Yeah, and then I turn to my cat and I go, who was that?
Like your cat's going to know?
Yeah, he never answers. But we just look at each other like, who could that be?
Oh, my God.
Okay, when are we going to start recording?
Yeah, we are recording. We have been for 20 minutes.
Oh, no. I ruined your show.
No. No. You have not ruined our show.
when do you want me to sing?
All time. Yeah.
Whatever you want to sing.
Go ahead.
You gotta pick a song.
Do the ding song.
No, like a real song. Wanna sing I don't wanna talk small talk. Because now that's in my head. Do you know that song?
Well, no. So go ahead.
It's from the pajama game.
Educate us then. We have never heard that song.
I just sang it.
That's it?
That's it.
Jeez.
Are you guys excited for Les Mis?
No.
Oh my god. Why?
Because that's just not my thing.
Ugh. Fine.
I'm not. When I met you back in June, you said I was sweet, and I'm really not.
I'm starting to learn that.
I'm not. I'm not a girly girl. I'm not really sweet. I like action movies. I'm not big into plays. I'm not, into wearing makeup and dressing up and heels and all that kind of shit.
Right.
I like WWE.
Right.
So.
You like taping your boobs down, wearing a jock strap.
I don't go that far.
Stuffing a cucumber in your pants.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
I gotcha. Okay. Okay, this is great. You guys having fun?
Blast.
Oh, no. Libby's having a terrible time.
No, I love it. Keep going, especially if you're going to sing for us.
Okay. Yeah, sing another song for us.
Sing a song that we know.
Give me a song to sing.
Well, I don't want to stifle you.
I don't want to be. I won't be stifled. That's one thing about me is that
I want you to surprise us.
Everyone knows that about me. They go, Jay Miller, he won't be stifled.
That's your motto.
That's one of my mottos.
I won't be stifled.
It's on my tombstone.
Well, I told you I'd like you to sing the Ding song, but
that's not a real song.
Yes, it
is. It's a real song. It's on YouTube. It's a real song. I know what it is. It's a real song. Go ahead.
Not a real song.
It is a real song.
All right, well, sing one of the Brothers and Brothers songs.
Oh, my God. You don't want me to sing anything that's real. I want to sing Les Mis.
All right.
The Muffin Man and Big Dick.
Okay. All right, then sing Les Mis.
Now, let's skip this musical part.
No.
What's the next question?
The next question is, what song are you going to sing? Because you can't toy with this like that.
Do you have questions?
I have a ton of questions, but I want you to sing. No, you just can't toy with me.
Let's get to the question. How long have you been on for?
We've been on for half an hour.
Holy shit. Let's do these questions. Let's do it. It's rapid fire.
All right. Libby, you got the questions.
This is from Amy. She says, tell Jay I said hey, and where does he want his career to go within the next 5 years? How will he get there? Also saw a clip, he ain't bad looking in drag.
Wait, how many questions was that?
That's like four.
You said rapid fire. Jeez.
Say them one at a time. I'll answer them quickly.
This is all from Amy.
Go ahead.
Says hi.
Hi, Amy.
Where do you want your career to go within the next 5 years?
In the toilet, like it's been going.
How will you get there?
I'll just keep going on the path that I'm going.
Okay, also she saw a clip and she says you're not bad looking in drag.
Oh my God, I'm disgusting in drag.
No, actually, I saw that clip too. That was quite good.
I saw that clip.
Oh, it's awful. I'll tell you, I was not into that. And going into it, I was just like, oh man, I hope I'm not into this. Because like, what about all the other weird sex stuff? I'm like, this is the last thing I need now, is to like have to dress up as a woman every time that I need to get a boner. You
know? That would be bad.
Not that it would be bad, it would just be annoying.
Wait, so was that did you do that for one of the shows?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's a guy here on Staten Island who owns a house, and his house is filled with wigs and shoes, and men come there and they pay, and he dresses them up, and then they hang out in the house, they have parties in the house.
Did you have to pay?
No, he did it for me for free. I mean, he did. You saw it full.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You had the full treatment.
What was the most surprising thing you think about that experience for you?
Oh my God, I thought I'd be able to walk in high heels, and I could not do it. Oh my God,
not so much, huh?
No, I don't know how girls do it. I mean, and I get mad when girls take their heels off, but I could not do it. Holy cow!
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, and I also didn't like tucking my wiener back, as I kept sitting on my balls.
Ow. That's uncomfortable.
Okay. Thanks, Amy. Those are good questions.
Okay. These are real questions you got, so I'm just going to read everything to you, because who am I to censor anybody? This is from Elizabeth. She said, if a chicken and a half lays an egg and a half in a day and a half, how long does it take a monkey with a wooden leg to kick all the seeds out of a dill pickle?
Thanks for your question, Elizabeth.
You got the answer. You got to get the answer. You have to answer. You have to give the fans what they want. Just come up with an answer.
I am giving the fans what they want. The fans want to annoy me.
So Jay's getting annoyed.
She got it. She got what she wanted.
Okay. You ready for the next question then?
Yes.
Okay. This is from Cassidy. She says, if you could pick a celebrity to be on your show, dead or alive, who would it be? And
I would definitely choose alive. I do not want a dead person on my show. It's yes, who would it be? I would choose any celebrity who's alive.
Any celebrity that's alive, because you take what you can get too. See, you're right there with us.
I mean, my all-time favorite person is David Letterman, but I would never be able to talk to him. So,
why is that?
I just wouldn't be able to do it. It would be too much to handle.
You'd be. All right, would you be starstruck? Have you ever met David Letterman?
No.
Would you be totally starstruck if you did?
Oh, completely. Completely. There aren't many people. You know, not that I'm not famous at all, but I've been around plenty of people, and I don't really get, you know, I don't care for any of that stuff. We're all, they're all regular people.
Right.
But he would be someone that I would be, you know, gaga Google. Google goggles. Do you guys want to talk to my mom?
Yes.
Is your mom there?
No.
Are we going to call her?
Let me see if I could call her.
What does your mom think of that phone call that you made for her birthday? The one before, or
she loves it.
Has she watched? What does your mom think of your stuff?
Hello. Hello?
Yeah.
What's up, Pop?
What's
going? Is mom around?
No, her and Mike went to get a tree.
Oh, they went to get a Christmas tree. Okay. Did I need me to help?
What?
Did I need me to help? I'm home.
How are you
going to
help?
I mean, I'm not, but...
He thought it would be nice to offer. He's just being a good kid.
It's nice to offer. Okay.
Come over there and help.
Oh, I can't make it. All right, Pop. I'll talk to you later.
That's not what you wanted to hear.
Yeah. All right, see you, Pop. Yeah, I'm a little bit behind, though. I'll catch up.
You don't know what's going on now.
No, I'm recording it. Don't tell me.
I'm gonna tell you.
All right. No, don't say, well, all right, I'm hanging up. Goodbye. Hanging up.
Your dad.
I hang up on my dad because he doesn't understand that I record the football game and then I watch it later.
Yep.
So right now the game is paused, and so my dad goes, oh, you see what's going on in the Jet game? I go, no, I'm recording, and I'll watch it when I get home. Yeah, Sanchez threw an interception. I go, okay. And he goes, let me tell you what happened. I go, I'm recording it.
You don't want to know what happens. So you can watch it later.
People do this thing all the time where I'm like, I'm watching the game. I'm like, I'm recording it. Don't say anything. And they'll say like, you're not going to like what you see. What? That's something. Don't say anything. I get so mad.
So your family annoys you sometimes?
Oh, yeah. But my mom likes the show for some reason. But the last couple of shows, we've been showing old episodes, and there's a lot of like dirty stuff, and she's getting very upset that she doesn't like it.
Oh, but she isn't like –
Last episode, I said the C word a lot.
You did.
She didn't like pick my dick at all.
I thought that was hilarious.
Was that?
I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I thought it was fun. But then you realize you do things and you're like, oh, that's right. My mom is good. I do things all the time that I think are funny. And then when they're done, I'm like, oh, we just did that. Me and Casey did this thing last night where we got the crowd. We were doing Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. We were doing Will Smith, a set of Will Smith songs. So we did Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
And then we got the crowd to chant. You know, we said, when I say tiger, you say woods. And then we said, when we say pussy, y'all say good. And It was like, I don't understand why we even did that. I mean, first of all, we're doing a Will Smith set. Why are we doing Gangster's Paradise? I don't know why we do anything.
How did you and Casey get that Brothers and Brothers thing started? Because I've seen the birthday party thing that you did on YouTube. That was hilarious.
Me and Casey were asked to do like this comedy contest of stand up on Staten Island. And so I signed him up for 1 week, I signed me up for the next week. And so he was gonna do his Glenn character, and then he was like, "Oh, do you wanna do it with me?" And so I was like, "Yeah." So we did it together and we came in first place. The next week, it was just my set, and I came up with the keyboard thing. And then I was like, "Oh, do you want to do it with me?" And then we did it together, and we came in first place. And then when we did like the contest of all the first place winners, we performed twice, and we came in first and second.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're pretty big, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, are you going to, you know, now the Impractical Jokers are running their little contest to be the fifth Joker. Are you going to submit something?
Oh, my God. My family is so mad at me. They're yelling at me on Thanksgiving. They go, "Have you heard about the fifth Joker? You have to do it."
Yeah, I think you should.
And my family, "You are so much funnier than them." And I just say to her, I go, "I don't even know what this fifth Joker is. I don't have no idea what this contest is. But I think what do you win? You win cereal?" I was talking to Sal about it. I'm like, "Sal, what is this contest?" I go, "My family wants me to do it. What is it?"
What did he tell you?
He says, "People aren't going to be like, you're not going to be on the show."
Oh, really?
I think people don't know what exactly it is. I don't think Sal knows what it is either, but I don't think people are going to be, I don't think they're hiring like a fifth person.
See, I thought it was going to be a contest to, you know, pick someone to be on the show.
Or like one of those behind this, like extra bonus footage, but they're going to compete with the Jokers.
Oh, maybe that might, listen, don't go by me. I don't know nothing.
Well, I think you should do it.
I'm not doing it.
Why not?
What do I want to do anything?
Because you don't want to talk to people and you don't want to have to deal with people.
Now you're onto something.
You're sounding kind of like Q. Because in the first season, he didn't want to be around people either.
Well, Q had a rough first season. I don't know if you know about his first season. If you should talk to him about it. But he didn't enjoy his first season at all.
Yeah, yeah. I know that I've read some interviews. And he said that he didn't have fun. He didn't
just because he was working.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, someone's calling me. Do you want to say who it is?
Yes.
I don't know who this is. This makes I don't like answering my phone. But let's do it. This will be fun. Oh, they hung up.
Call them back.
No.
Is that your ringtone?
Yes, call them back.
You have
I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit.
Ugh.
Oh my God. Ugh, what?
Okay, so before Thanksgiving, I went to go get my hair done, right? And I'm sitting in the salon, and she's bleaching my hair out, and the radio's playing fucking Christmas music before Thanksgiving!
Okay, I'm into it.
That's too early.
So far, this is a great story. And then what happened?
And, I told my stylist, I'm like, "What the hell is that shit on the radio already? It's
were there kids in the salon? I mean, the language."
No, there were not kids in the salon.
Okay.
No kids allowed in this salon.
Okay.
Because this is I got my hair colored purple.
Oh, I remember.
I did. Well, last time you saw it, I think it was pink.
Oh, right. I can't keep up.
I know, because I change it like every month.
Okay. Well, let me know when we start recording.
Yeah, we already have been. I'm surprised you didn't hear my cat. I should let him out.
No. No, Jay doesn't need that. He has enough issues, apparently. Okay, I have more questions and more request. Can I keep going?
Keep going.
Yeah, keep.
All right. This is actually very timely because we're probably going to release this Saturday on the 8th. Right, Leisha?
Yes.
So this is from Anna. She said, Jay is hilarious. I love his sense of humor. Ask him, was he funny like that when he was in grade school? And ask him to give me a shout out for my birthday, which is December 8th. So this is very timely. So can you say happy birthday to her?
Her birthday is when?
December 8th. And that's when we're probably going to release this, is December
8th. And who's it to?
Anna.
Anna, on December 8th is your birthday. Okay. How old?
I don't know.
She doesn't say.
You're making this too hard. Just say happy birthday. Let's move on.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes, I think.
Happy birthday, birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, birthday to you. Anna, to see something special for you. It's your birthday, and you're special too. So some frogs and the other guap do. They honk and they squawk. Happy birthday to you.
That was amazing.
That was awesome.
Thank you. That was amazing.
I was trying to read the lyrics, but they're like, we got guaps and out of on here. Present. More crazy creatures. Don't worry, they're pleasant. Down tweets on inside our swings. They do things backwards and backwards they sing. I don't even know what this is. Happy birthday. Okay. So, Anna, you get the...
That's awesome.
Well, my life's changed. That was amazing.
All right. So, we got the birthday shout-out over. I expect a birthday shout-out then next June. Just as good. I'll let you know when my birthday is.
We'll send you a memo.
I'll be sure to, call you up and to celebrate your birthday with you in June. Happy birthday to you.
You can't leave me out.
When's your birthday?
May.
Happy birthday to you in May.
Well, my life's changed. Thank you.
Okay, so what's the next question?
How many questions are there?
There's like two more, but... okay, this one... they're two more? From yeah.
This is already five more than I expected.
Well, you're popular!
Yeah.
Face it, people like you.
Well, this will be the last question I'm going to ask for from here. This is from Elizabeth. She said...
No, you have two questions. You got to ask both of them.
No. One more. Is it true that if I kill him, I become him? That's from Elizabeth again.
If you kill me, then I don't exist anymore.
No, that's why she's saying she'll take your place. If she kills you, will she become you?
No, if you kill me, you'll go to jail for killing me. Like a crazy person would.
She did say, if he freaks out, just tell him that's a Simpsons quote.
Okay, who said it? I'm still freaked out by it.
That's what we go for.
And then what's this last question that you won't read? Is it weirder than if I murder you? Is it weirder than that question?
If you could be a form of polymer, what form of polymer would you be?
Oh my god.
I was trying to spare you, but no, you just made me tell you. Okay.
No, I'm trying to think of an answer. I don't know. What would I want to be? I guess oxygen, so I can breathe.
Polymer?
I don't even know that I'm saying it right, so I have no idea what that... I know it's like a chemistry term, but that's about it, so... It's
just like two things together. Chemicals.
Oxygen, because you don't need it to breathe because you're going to be this in this purest form. So, what do you want to be?
man, I don't know. Gold? I don't know. I don't know. I'll be a polypeptide.
A polypeptide.
You in your own special way. But you're extra special. So happy. Have a great day. What lyrics are these?
I don't know.
Is this still going on, this podcast?
Yeah, it is. We're still recording.
Is there a way when you know when people stop listening?
No.
Okay.
we just quit when we want to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
you're not off the hook yet, sorry.
Okay.
You're in our web and that we're now you're ours for at least 2 more minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
3, maybe longer, it just depends.
Just know you're not gonna become me.
No.
No, we're not killing you. That's Elizabeth's job.
Okay.
Yeah, so watch out for her.
Yeah.
We had someone come to the show. Was it Elizabeth?
I don't know.
Lizbeth?
No.
Okay.
Maybe she did. I don't know.
But not... he said Lizbeth.
Oh, no.
People should not go by that. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's a bad name.
Horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree.
Thank you.
What are we agreeing to?
The name...
It's Elizabeth. It's not Lizbeth. I'm not even down with the S in the middle of a name. It's Elizabeth with a Z.
Wow, sorry. I didn't know I was creating such a stir.
Well, my real name's Elizabeth, so I have to represent for all the Elizabeths out there and say I have to set the record straight. That's what I do.
Even Elizabeth, though, you're Libby with a B.
That's short for Elizabeth.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Her name is.
But these questions were not for me. I feel like I need to clarify.
Her name is Liz. Anyway, so you could you could stop hating her.
So when you guys opened for the Tenderloins, how at the Gramercy, how was that? How'd you like that? Did you enjoy it? Was it fun? Did you have a blast?
Yeah, that was super fun. I mean, the people there were really receptive. I mean, Brother and Brothers is super weird because as soon as it starts, it's not like, oh, this is hysterical. It's more like the first 5 minutes is really like what is happening. So it's a lot of like, I don't understand what this is. And then when it's over, you're like, oh, I think that was funny.
I hope it was.
Yeah, I'm disappointed that you didn't get to come to Dubuque, Iowa with those guys.
No, did I tell you why?
Yeah, you told me why.
You didn't tell me why.
I had agreed to go. I was all set. I was buying my ticket. And then I remembered that I had a test I had to take.
Yep.
For school?
Yeah, I had already booked it. And I told the guys I couldn't go. It's a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
How did you do on your test?
Oh, my God. I blew it. The test was so easy. But it came to the essay. And I'm not very good at writing essays. And I also had to be somewhere at 6 o'clock. So I thought I'd be done, but I wasn't done. So I kind of panicked and I didn't really write a good essay. My essay was like, oh, this is the thing. And then the next paragraph was like, in conclusion.
What was the question? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was like, am I for or against mandatory national service?
Ah.
So this is for grad school, right?
Yeah.
Because I got my master's in special ed, and we didn't really have any tests. I think only one class I had a test in, and it was like an open book kind of thing.
Like, no, this is like
this we don't do like, tests. We do a lot of papers and presentations.
No, this is my state certification.
Oh.
Yeah, this is like.
Did you pass? Like your practice?
I won't know if I pay. I won't know until
See, I did mine on a computer, and like it told me right then if I passed or not.
No, this is like to be a real teacher.
I'm a real teacher.
I'm not sure. What kind of test are you taking? You're taking an open book
test. No, I said for grad school.
You're taking like a Facebook.
For grad school. For grad school. You didn't tell me it was for a national certification.
well, I didn't think I had to ask. I didn't think I had to say that. I thought it was assumed.
Can you sing, though, but put our names into it this time?
There's no names in the song.
That's why we want you to put our names into it. Because you said in May and June. But Anna, she got her name.
That's going to do a lot of things.
Oh, my God.
A lot of demands.
I know.
Well, that's because you're not in control.
Yeah, you're not. Sorry.
This is our show.
That's a good point.
Yeah, see?
So what happens now? I have to go watch football.
All right.
Just call your dad. He'll spoil it for you.
He will.
Yeah, if you want if you want all the football spoilers, call Jay's dad.
Yikes.
This will be Saturday, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the games will be pretty spoiled by then.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But this was a great time. I had a blast.
Cool.
Did you get? Was this good?
Oh, this was awesome.
Think we can get. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. So, and everybody's got to watch your show on YouTube. When are you guys going live?
Oh, this is going to be up on Saturday?
Yes, it's going to be up on Saturday. The podcast
December
will be.
December 11th, we're going to be streaming a live Christmas show.
Oh, awesome.
Straight from Tim Duffy's house.
Oh.
And the show, we don't know exactly yet. It'll probably be at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's not going to be on super late. It'll be on at mid-evening, like it's supposed to be.
Yep.
So yeah, 9 o'clock on December 11th, a one-hour live Christmas special.
Awesome.
You send us a shout-out?
I think we might do, like, Twitter. I think we might keep our Twitter open and then, like, read people who tweeted us.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're going to make us work for it? Like, you just can't say, hey... Listen to Libby and Leisha because they want like another a listener. No, it's gonna be like, oh, we have to tweet you.
Listen, I have no memory. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Because I have to keep reminding you to bring that damn cup.
I know.
You have to bring the cup.
Because every show, I get to the show and then I sit down and I go to drink a water and I go, I can't believe I forgot the mug again.
So. Well, I don't want you bringing it over to Tim's house and forgetting it at Tim's house now.
Oh, no, I don't want to leave anything at Tim's house.
Yeah, no.
Wait till you see Tim's house.
I've seen pictures because I follow him on Instagram. So.
Oh, the last Christmas special.
Yes, I did see the last Christmas special.
Let me also tell you this. The next month of shows, this week is... what is this week? Oh, I'm still freaking out. Who's that person who called me and hung up?
That was like.
Did they never show up? Call them right now.
I will not call that person.
That was like an hour ago.
I know, but who was it? They didn't leave a message.
I don't know.
You're going to call them, but now you don't want to call them.
I will not call that person back.
I'll call them. Give me the number.
December 5th. We're going to be airing our tribute to Whitney Houston. So by the time you hear this, go to YouTube and watch our full episode. We special tribute, especially if you love Whitney Houston, watch it. But what's great about it is that if you don't love Whitney Houston, it's probably good to watch also.
Yeah.
It really falls on both sides. December 12th, we're going to be airing December 11th is going to be we're going to be live streaming our Christmas special. December 12th, we're going to be showing the Christmas special from last year, and also me and Casey got together and filmed some stuff introducing a bunch of clips from the past season, so it's a little bit of a clip show. Our show's on at midnight on mnn.org. If you go to the website, and then we sit and we watch it and we chat, it's like the 90s. It's great. And then December 19th, we're going to re-air the live Christmas special. And then the 26th is going to be the special with Ivy. And then, the second we have Kevin Devine is going to be on our show this Thursday. which means that show's going to air January 2nd. And then, yeah, that's it.
Wow. You guys got a full schedule going.
Yeah, I don't know if any of that made sense.
No, it made sense.
There's nobody that hates promoting me more than me.
Well, you know, maybe if I get to WrestleMania this year, I will make a stop in Staten Island and come visit.
Well, I'm going to try and go to WrestleMania as well.
So. You are?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you buy tickets?
Not yet. We are trying to coordinate. There's four of us that want to go, and we're trying to coordinate. We're if we don't make it to WrestleMania itself, we will definitely be going to the Access. So,
all right. So, okay.
Yeah. So I'll be there.
Sounds great.
So I will have to say hey when I get out there, and who knows what color my hair will be at that point.
The world doesn't know.
Nope.
But thank you, girls. And you could find me on midevenings.com or midevenings on Twitter or midevenings on Instagram.
Well, thanks for being on, Jay. This was awesome.
You girls are the best. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye. Still on, Libby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Is he off?
Yep. It's just us.
That went really well.
Yeah. We're still recording, so let's wrap this up here.
Oh, okay. did I pronounce polymer right?
Yeah, you did.
That was like, that's the whole reason why I was like hedging on that question. I'm like, shit, what if I say it wrong?
No, you said it right.
Hey, I'm ready to teach your children, America. What can I say?
All right. Well, folks, this has been another episode of Two Funny Girls. You can find us on Twitter at Two Funny Girls, the number two Funny Girls. We're on Facebook. We have got our own Google phone now, which, Libby, do you have the phone number handy?
I'll get up in 1 second.
Okay.
But you know, let's give our Twitter handles because we like it to talk to people. You might not like to talk to us, but we like to talk to you. So tweet me at hootandaholler. Or at Two Funny Girls, the number two, and then Leash, give them yours, which is ever changing. So good.
Yeah,
luck.
Mine changes almost weekly, but it'll probably stay the same for at least at least until after WWE tables, ladders, chairs episode or PPV event.
Yeah, I don't have my breath because it's all. Oh, sure, it's gonna. Can you hear my phone ring?
Yeah.
Oh crap. Oh, my goodness. Okay, our phone number is 417-738-6699, or they can just, this is real easy, 417-7-FUNNY-9. So hopefully you can spell funny.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I hope so, because, like, there's enough issues, obviously, with us. We don't need people who can't spell funny calling us. Although that could be interesting. Hey, we didn't get Jay to call any 1-800 numbers while he was with us. That'll be our dream.
That'll be the next podcast we do with him.
Yeah, the next one. Like, he'll agree to it. He's gonna say, are we recording? Okay, but no, that went extremely well. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And he sang to us, even though he didn't put our names into it.
Yeah.
I think you need to isolate that one quote where he said at the end when he's like, oh, we're good, or it was fun, or whatever he said about it. I think we just need to isolate that.
Yes.
And just play it repeatedly.
Yep.
That could be our outgoing message when people call the voicemail.
Yeah. That this was fun.
Yeah, like that were fun. No one will believe him, but at least someone said it. We didn't have to ask him to say it. He just said it.
Exactly. So here we go. Another episode of Two Funny Girls wrapping up. Oh, yes. We haven't done this in a while, so we should probably give a shout out to our boss man, Adam Barker, at the Pod Gods Network. You rock. We love you, Adam, and I'm glad you have us on our network, and I got your message about, or I got your email that our next episode, or the episode we just published, the Two Funny Girls Slumber Party, I told Adam that if guys ever really want to know what's in the mind of women, that's the podcast to listen to. And he sent me back a message saying it sounds like it's a perfect one for pervy guys. So, Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sure. Yes, I have my own glorious shining moment.
Oh, yes, she does.
My mom's not allowed to listen to. Not that she would listen to it anyway, because maybe.
So for all you guys out there, if you want to listen,
is it really up? Because there's people that want to hear it.
Yes, it is really. I posted it today, so.
Yay! Okay, so we got to do a couple more shout outs. I got a shout out to CJ, who did our new logo, because he gets excited. His standards are so low. A shout out from us. That's the least we can do.
And I like CJ because CJ likes WWE, so
he's really sweet. I like him too.
Yeah.
And we got a shout out to Jay at 7 Days a Geek, and he's doing a Kickstarter campaign. He's trying to earn money to publish his comic book, and it's just amazing. Like I hope he can get through. He only has until December 12th to raise the money. So if anyone and everyone can please, please, please go to Kickstarter and find him. Tweet him. He'll give you the address, the web address. But he is, like, I think you would be impressed if you saw it, because he actually has part of it. He has pieces of it finished. And you just have an idea what the final project's going to be. And I'm really proud of him.
That's awesome.
Girl, his day's coming.
Yes.
And then I want to say hey to Create and Sparks. Brian Sparks, and to Charlie Miller at the Random Variety Show.
You guys are awesome.
They are awesome. And what's the best part is they tell us we're awesome. Yeah. So that's awesome too.
That's all it takes, people. If you think we're awesome, then we'll shout out.
And if you don't think we're awesome, we'll go by faith, you know? I believe in a, you know, I have a lot of faith, you know, very religious here. And let's say hi to Teresa. We'll say hi to the Teresa that that left us the voicemail.
Hi to both Teresas.
But remember the one by an alias. I'm always doing that. I always will give something away or say too much. I never fail. So there I go, never failing.
Way to go, Libby.
No, just hated Jay Miller because that was awesome. He did a really good job. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
And we could shout out to my negative mother who's right here in the room with me.
Shout out.
We're giving you a shout out. She just nods her head. She's like, not impressed. I don't get it. I don't understand what you're doing. You mean people listen to you? I don't understand. You're a Christian girl. Ignore me. I think I've overstayed my welcome, so I think we should.
Yeah, we're
everybody, and thank you to everyone who asked a question. Let's say again to the Teresa, to Amy, to Elizabeth, Anna.
I think that
Cassidy, and then there's people that made comments, but we didn't get to them or asked other questions, but we hit most of them.
Yeah. We'll get Jay on again and ask more questions. So
I don't know. He might now that he's learned his lesson. Before it was ignorance is bliss. Then he's almost like. So yes, by faith, I'm claiming it. Jay will do our show again.
Yeah, let's hope.
So Jay, you know, I'm claiming it by faith. So now you have to do your part and actually come back to us.
Yeah.
Once you're in our web, we don't let you go.
Exactly. Okay. You're stuck. So. All right, so that's it, folks. We'll see you next time. Adios.
Bye.